From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Coming up, everything you need to know about Apple's key September event this week.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I am Tanya Bustos, and the moment is almost upon us. As it's done for the past few years, Apple is holding an event to unveil the next generation of its biggest products this week. The September 7th event is expected to bring new versions of the iPhone, the Apple Watch, among possibly other things. For more, we go to the Wall Street Journal's Anthony Green, part of the WSJ Podcast Network. He has been vigorously scouring the digital network here for the latest details and has a little bit of what we can expect. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So what do we know?
So we know that we've come a long ways since Steve Jobs got on the keynote stage in 2007 and showed us exactly what kind of phone would be in all of our pockets years later. Now, iPhone upgrade cycles have become about as predictable as your favorite can of soda, right? Mm-hmm. You get a fresh design one year, like that of the iPhone 4 or the iPhone 6 more recently, and the following year you get an S model that skips a design change in favor of a faster processor or a key feature like a fingerprint sensor or a pressure-sensitive display. So history tells us that we're getting a fresh iPhone design on the 7th. However, I do have some unfortunate news. If you happen to own an iPhone 6 or an iPhone 6S or even an iPhone 6S Plus, take a good look because you're pretty much looking at the next iPhone.
So why is Apple making this shift in their upgrade strategy?
Well, a couple reasons. One, Apple has said on previous earnings calls that new technology like curved screens and whatnot in their pipeline will take more time to bring to the consumer market. And we do know that Apple always wants to strive for a high design yield so there's not a bunch of defects when they introduce new hardware into their lineup like Gorilla Glass. But it's also because Americans are simply holding on to their phones longer. Recent consumer research shows that roughly 12% of iPhone owners have them for more than 3 years, and that figure is up from only about 5% 2 years ago.
So if we can't expect a new design, what can we look forward to?
Well, one is a greatly improved camera. Now, over the past few years, Apple has acquired two Israeli firms, PrimeSense and LenX, that specialize in three-dimensional imaging using multiple image sensors. So there is even a possibility of twin camera lenses on the larger Plus model. And that extra image sensor power would improve overall photo quality and add depth of field effects that encroach upon the capabilities of a DSLR camera. Now, it's important to remember here that the camera market is a much different place than it was in 2007 when the iPhone hit the scene.
Right.
In fact, a report by the Camera and Imaging Products Association, or CIPA, said that worldwide sales of digital cameras continue to see declines. June represented a 52% drop year over year in unit shipments that totaled a mere 1.6 million units, which, if you're comparing it to iPhone sales, it's night and day. So a better camera is on its way into your iPhone, but another thing might be making its way out, and that is the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack we've all grown accustomed to.
Very controversial.
Yes, it is. Instead, you'll be using a wireless headset or Apple earbuds that plug into the Lightning charging port. And the rumor mill is churning around the idea that this removal of the headphone jack will lead to a thinner, possibly more water-resistant version of the iPhone hitting the market. There is also a potential for Apple to expand the battery. So, you know, obviously this might cause some frustration among many users looking to upgrade, and I wouldn't be surprised if Apple ends up selling you a, you know, $29 dongle that converts your Lightning port back into the headphone jack that they removed. But if you're like me, and you're tired of untangling headphones every time you want to jam on your way to the subway, you might see this as a worthy trade-off in the pursuit of a thinner phone.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely with you. So there's big hardware updates to expect this go-around. Let's not forget the fact that Apple usually updates information on when iOS software will be available at iPhone-centric events.
That's absolutely right. A piece of software in particular to look out for during Apple's September event is iMessage, which is really the standout update in the iOS 10 lineup. I mean, you'll be able to directly replace text with emoji. The emoji themselves show up larger in the iMessage thread, which follows trends in the messaging industry. You can pick different methods on how your iMessage text bubble is delivered, like growing or shrinking on arrival.
Oh, I like that.
Right? You can send animated stickers in iMessage. There's a really fun Disney assortment of them, if that's your thing. You can send messages in your own handwriting. If someone tells you happy birthday, balloons suddenly rise from the depths and cover your iMessage thread. You can also send individual reactions to messages, like the like button or a heart or a ha-ha written in a very Comic Sans-esque font. And you can even send secret messages and pictures, by the way, that remain hidden until you swipe to reveal its contents. And on top of all that, Apple is building an app store right into iMessage. So say you can use OpenTable to book a restaurant reservation right within iMessage, or hop on Square Cash to pay back a friend for that 2 a.m. slice of pizza.
Been there.
Yeah, I as well. I mean, this is a massive update to one of the most common ways millions of people communicate every day. So in fact, the head of services at Apple, Eddie Q, said in February that iMessage handles as many as 200,000 messages per second. And messaging, as we know, is one of the darling products of the global tech industry right now. I mean, all the big players are operating in this field at this point. Facebook, Google, Snapchat, even Twitter has begun fleshing out its notorious direct message system as of late. And you also have services like Line and WeChat in Asia that really led the movement with the incorporation of stickers and branded content within messaging systems. So it will be interesting to watch what the other players do to continue competing and innovating in this space.
Very good. Anthony Green, thank you so much for that update.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, WSJD's Brian Fitzgerald has more on the big September 7th event.
Hey, this is Stephen Perlberg from the WSJ Media Mix podcast. Are you interested in the biggest changes in the media and advertising business, from Facebook to Snapchat? Tune into the WSJ Media Mix podcast for interviews with some of the biggest names in media, from Gawker CEO Nick Denton to Turner President David Levy. For more, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We're talking all things Apple ahead of the big September 7th reveal. That, of course, is this week. And joining us now is WSJD's Brian Fitzgerald. He knows a thing or two about a thing or two as far as Apple goes. Hi, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, the Wall Street Journal reported in June that Apple plans to make only subtle changes to its newest models. Mm-hmm. I'd love your thoughts on this. What's behind it? Is this more strategic, or are they restricted by innovation or production? What do you think is the main driving factor?
That's the great question, yeah. Right? I think there's probably a little bit of both. I believe that there's still innovation to be had. I just think it's really hard to do it so frequently. And so I would expect that my suspicion here is that Apple's trying to just sort of tamp the brakes, press the brakes a little bit on having to release complete hardware refreshes every 2 years, because that's difficult. It doesn't mean there still won't be any. Frankly, I would be surprised if there isn't a big one coming up, you know, the following year, which is the 10th anniversary of the iPhone. You just think from a marketing perspective, they would have to do that.
Right.
But I think you do see some of the innovation. It's harder. It's less obvious than before. So if you're Apple, you know, one of the hot points here is going to be whether or not the company is going to ditch the headphone jack and force their customers to use the force. I already used a negative word,
yeah,
right?
And there's always, there's a lot of controversy about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way.
And so, you know, Apple would argue that's it. There's innovation to be had there. You know, when we restrict some ports or get rid of some stuff, you know, while users may complain, people may complain, ultimately, these are innovations because they allow for better things down the road that, you know, the average pedestrian like me is not prepared for.
Right. No, that's exactly it. And, you know, you mentioned 2017, the big 10-year anniversary. Have there been any kind of rumblings at all in terms of looking that far ahead?
No, God. I mean, there were always rumblings, but
right?
There were nothing I would really be comfortable saying, because, you know, these would be complete guesses. But, you know, there's always improvements to be made in terms of your screen, you know, the quality of the screen, you know, things like OLED screens. You know, these are, you know, we always think of innovations as in design. So what I can, you know, the hardware, you know, and whatnot. But some of the innovations come, you know, they're a little less obvious. And, but I think, you know, an OLED screen would be one of them.
Okay.
And so, you know, that would be something I would look for. But we have suspicions that the company's working on OLED screens and other parts of the, you know, with other devices, right?
Right.
So that makes some sense. But, you know, it's way too far out, I think, for us to to be comfortable saying anything.
Yeah, and they're, you know, notoriously very guarded about
and
that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. The newest iPhone versions would come as the company seeks to obviously reinvigorate mm-hmm. smartphone sales. I just wonder, after September 7th, do you see a scenario in which we can be more hopeful in terms of the market out there, in terms of people buying iPhones? Will this at least breathe some life into that slump?
Sure, sure. It's a good question. And again, you know, for all the listeners out there, I have to say that, you know, so much of what we're talking about right now is, you know, it's prognostication, it's guesswork. It's,
right.
It's informed, but it's still we don't know.
Informed,
so,
yeah.
You know, from what I've seen, what I've read from the journal and other, you know, reputable publications, my answer to that question would be not likely.
Okay.
Because, you know, you have to put some, you know, merit in what Apple's chief executive Tim Cook said about, you know, the heights that the phone is coming from. That, you know, their bad day is better than nearly everybody else's best day. But that said, there's no denying that Samsung seems to be on a rise here while Apple's falling, even if there's a gap between them.
That's interesting. Yeah.
But I would say nothing I've read in the changes coming to the next phone, whatever they call it, we don't even know what they're calling it, would cause people to want to go out and refresh their hardware. Could actually be one of the first times that I can think of where there's a good reason to not. You know, looking back historically, you've always had such better network, you know, access, right? Going to, you know, LTE or 3G before that, all the way up to this, you know, the iPhone 6s with their big screens. You know, I can't think of anything in the next iteration. Again, it's all guesswork. We don't know what they're going to do, but they could still surprise us.
Right.
But nothing I've read, none of the guesses so far, be it it's a better camera, you know, and better, you know, every year there seems to be a better camera or a millimeter has been shaved off the form factor.
Right.
Or, you know, swapping out, you know, your headphone jack or getting rid of it and using, you know, these aren't things that are going to make someone say, man, I really need to drop this phone and go get a new one. So my answer to your question, while it is a little bit of a guess, is my guess would be no.
We'll leave it at that. Brian Fitzgerald, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, that was WSJD's Brian Fitzgerald. Check back with us for a full recap of the big reveal. You can do that by making sure you are an iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play subscriber. Any or all of the above will do. That'll wrap things up for right now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.